The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
A Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin turned deadly after an SUV plowed into the crowd Sunday afternoon.
There's a car going westbound pushing a freight car going on red on escape.
Watch from another angle as the red vehicle speeds down the street, barely missing a child wearing a pink coat.
There were a lot of screams and we almost thought maybe it was Santa, but it was a red SUV and it hit a lot of people.
This disturbing video shows the incident from above and the chaos after the car sped into the parade route, mowing down performers and onlookers.
I saw, 83 people right in front of me get hit. I saw people right away run to the people that were hit and start doing CPR. And I saw people on the ground, there's blood. It was really bad.
Angela O'Boyle tells me she just started watching the parade when she filmed this video from her apartment balcony.
The next thing I heard were screams and turned my head and saw the car come and plow into the band that was just past my balcony at that point. It hit at least two people right away, rolled over both of them, and then continued down the road.
In the city's live stream, you can see a marching band playing. The red SUV then barrels down the street. Moments later, the video shows a police officer chasing after the vehicle.
We have multiple casualties. We have about 10 to 15 people down in the street.
According to the city of Waukesha, at least five people are dead and over 40 injured.
The vehicle struck more than 20 individuals. Some of the individuals were children, and there were some fatalities as a result of this incident.
At least 28 of those hurt were treated at local area hospitals.
We do not have any specifics on the injuries at this time. All of the patients were transported.
Authorities are investigating the event this morning.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
The FBI is aware of the incident, and President Joe Biden has been briefed on the situation.
Oh boy, this is just horrendous because everybody was thinking about the Unite the Right trial that's going on in Charlottesville, which is in its second day of deliberations. And of course, James Field had driven his car into Heather Heyer and killed her. So everybody naturally started wondering, is this terrorism? Is this white supremacy? Is that, what is this? Oh no, it turns out that this is a miscreant. This is a guy, he's 39 years old. His name is Daryl Brooks. He is a wannabe, never was rapper. He's got a 20-year history of domestic violence, of resisting arrest, obstructing arrest. He's got a history of bail jumping and endangering safety with domestic abuse assessments and disorderly conduct with a domestic abuse assessment and battery and shooting guns at his nephew over a stupid cell phone thing. And you know what's really crazy? You know what's really nuts? This guy, Daryl Brooks, 39 years old, who did this. He's the guy in the red SUV. He was just in front of the court last week, okay? He was just in front of the court last week, and bond was set for, bail jumping, recklessly endangering safety with domestic abuse, disorderly conduct with domestic abuse, and battery. He was released on $1,000 bond. Yeah, $1,000 bond. And he's got a 20-year record of endangering safety, possession of a firearm. That goes to 2020. A criminal complaint of the incident was obtained by the Daily Beast. And his grandmother had told authorities that he had had a physical fight with his nephew recently and that they walked out of the front yard. They walked out into the front yard and he took a gun with him. In 2010, he was found guilty of felony strangulation and suffocation following a no contest plea. He was sentenced to 3 years of probation with a court order to receive counseling and take prescribed medication and cease contact with the victim. We have such a crazy mental illness situation in this country. It is so out of control. It is so unanswered. It is so untended to. It is so swept under the rug. It is, I mean, but here you have a person with a very long record of violence. There's even one mention in here about a substantial battery charge going back to 1999. It was dismissed, but he pleaded no contest to bail jumping. He pleaded no contest to obstructing an officer. And operating a vehicle, yeah, with a suspended license over the years. There's another charge about how there was a criminal complaint. I shouldn't say a charge, but there was a complaint of the incident that happened just prior to him getting in the SUV and running down all of these people. And now we know 18 children are in the hospital. They're aged 3 to 16. We know that five victims are dead. They're aged 52 to 81. They're part of a dance company called the Dancing Grannies. Can you believe that that's who had to die here? Yeah, it's unbelievable. But anyway, he had just been released on this inappropriate low bond. And according to the criminal complaint of the incident, quote, an officer observed tire tracks on a woman's left pant leg and noticed she had dried blood on her face, prompting authorities to take her to a local hospital. Investigators are conducting an internal review of the bail recommendations in that case. Another woman who said she dated Brooks when they were teenagers and requested anonymity for fear of retaliation told the Daily Beast today she was horrified to learn his name had been connected to the slaughter. Quote, I was devastated. It makes me sick to my stomach. These poor people, my heart hurts, especially for those babies. He's also facing felony charges that include recklessly endangering safety and possession of a firearm. Those are, you know, still pending from 2020. It's now, what, 2021, almost 22. It states that this is the one where his grandmother said he took a shot at his nephew over a cell phone argument, an old cell phone argument. What is going on in the system? What is going on in our system? It just seems like nobody gives a rat's ass about anything anymore. This is just unbelievable. It's just, it's endless carnage. It's endless, oh, we should have known. Oh, it's endless. Oh, well, this happened and that happened. And oh, you know, please spare me. This is so unbelievable. It's so amazing. And all of this information I got about this guy within minutes of the police announcing his name, okay? Within minutes.
At 4:39 p.m. on Sunday, November 21st, 2021, a lone subject intentionally drove his maroon SUV through barricades into a crowd of people that was celebrating the Waukesha Christmas Parade, which resulted in killing five individuals and injuring 48 additional individuals. I just received information that two of the 48 are children and they're in critical condition. Mm. We have information that the suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance, which was just minutes prior, and the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival to that domestic disturbance. When the suspect was driving through into the crowd, one officer did discharge his firearm and fired shots at the suspect to stop the threat, but due to the amount of people, had to stop did not fire any other additional shots. The officer is on administrative leave as part of the department protocol. No one was injured as a result of the officer firing his firearm. The subject was taken into custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone.
This is one guy. All this trauma and carnage and death. One guy with a long, violent record.